Gutavach, we're in the middle of Siv Zayin, towards the end of actually Siv Zayin, Shinayin Hei Siv Zayin. Hopefully tonight Mitzvah will finish the Simen. We'll just cross over quickly the last case of the Ramah. The Ramah had a Tshuvas HaRosh. The case was Reuven Choyali Bayis Re'ua Miyotzim in the ear. He had a rickety house and needed help. Miyotzim in the ear, and he left the city. Yabo Shimon, and Shimon came, Vedorboy, and lived in the city, and lived in the house. Vahoytzi Yatzayis Latzal Labayis Min Anafilo. He saved the house from falling down. He supported it. Vesida, Vekida, Vekaira, Vekoma, Shiyesh, Letzer, Shalayipol, Tzarak Ruven, Lagzal, Leshimin, Avain, Tzarak, Litin, Lamash, Vesida, Vekira. Anything, any Hatzayis that he spent that was necessary in the support of the house, in the structure of the house, that was a needed haitzah, that he has to reimburse him. But all the aesthetics for the side of the kair, the designs and the paint and all that, that he doesn't have to pay him. Kiyuka loymar ini tzarek lezai, I don't need it. And Tomash Sisa, you could take it. And Ukashit and Ruven Meshachai, Vlitin Leshimin, Yetzim and Abayis. And when the owner of the house will pay Shimon what's rightfully his, then Shimon has to leave the house. So what we're middle of focusing is on that last line, that the implication is that Shimon, the squatter, this Yerid, has a right to live in the house till he's reimbursed from the Baal HaBayis. Not only does he have a schus, but he has actually a right to live in the house. And we discussed that the Rishonim, the Talmud Rashi, and Rosh is moved like that, that he could take it like a Teres HaMashkan. He could prevent the owner from moving into the house. You can't move into the house till you pay me for the shvach. And not only that, I have a right now to live in the house till that point. If I'm chassel you, I make the walls dirty or whatever, then in a chanami I'll have to deduct, I'll have to pay you the schiris, and you'll deduct it from the tzayis that you have to reimburse me with. But beside, I have a right to live in the house. That's the Ramah, coming from a Tshuvas HaRosh. But we wanted to know, which is really the Nesivas HaShailah, altogether, by every din yorid, that's what we started with, that every din yorid, when a person's mashbiach, does he have a schus to mon you for money? Or is his whole schus limited to the shvach, that he could go down, live in the shvach, live in the house, whatever it is, and hopefully you'll pay him, because he's going to withhold it from you till you pay him. Is it just like he has leverage over you, he has this mashkan, and he can prevent you from using the shvach? Or could he actually mon you to a dintari and say, oh, you have to pay me the money? So really the Nesivas class, the Shail over here, but it's started from before the Nesivas, is the Tshuvas Marachar Zeru in Reish Nun Zayin. The Marachar Zeru says that when you have a case of Shutif, which is like a Yerid Bushus, that was Sifhei, or when you Magala Das, that you appreciate the Shvach that was done by the Yerid, which we had before, early on in the Simin, that you have to pay Yodah Ala Yoyna. In these cases, we have Yodah Ala Yoyna, Zok the Marachar Zeruah, there is no Chiv to pay him cash. Ein Lechiv, the Freya Loy Moisman, you don't have a chiv to pay him cash. That's it. You don't. What's his din? His din is he could live in the house, he could prevent you from getting a hold of the shvach till you pay him. But more than that, he has no right to mon you. He can't ask you, oh, you owe me money for the shvach. And he brings a raya from a Mishnah. The Mishnah is in the end of Bava Matzia Kuf Yed Zayin. The Mishnah says, Abayis v'aliyah shoshnayim, you had two people, two family house, upstairs and downstairs, and the whole house floor fell, so it's a two-story house that it fell. Vama bala aliyah la bala bayis, and now he wants to rebuild the house. The Baal Aliyah wants a house. Live nice. He tells the Baal Aliyah, let's rebuild this house together. V'huayne raitza, but the bala bayis, the lower level, doesn't want to build. I can't afford it. He's happy the way it is. He doesn't want to build. Now, it's very difficult to build an aliyah without having the first floor. So what are you going to do? The halacha is, the Baal Aliyah builds the house. And he could live in it until the Baal HaBayis, the lower floor, reimburses the upper floor for the cost of the house, or at least his chelik of the cost, for the first floor. That's the halakha. So it's mavu in the Mishnah that his whole din is only to live in there till, by the voluntary gracious part of the Baal HaBayis, that he wants to reimburse him. But if he doesn't, he could say, Kol Tov, I'm not paying you anything, and keep on living. So you see in that mission, Zakhtamarach HaZeruah, that your whole din for the shvach that you created, your whole din is only to be withhold that shvach from the Bala Bayis and live there until he decides to pay you. But you can't mun him. So Mamela Hu Adin Zakamrakazu for all Yoyid like that, for a case of Giladaite, whatever it is, Shutif, all these cases, the same thing. You cannot mun him for money, you can only withhold the shvach or use the shvach until he decides to pay you. That's a Miracha Zerua. And it's not just a Miracha Zerua, there's a Chuvus Toyafes Re'im and a Chuvus Ma'asham. The Toyas of Re'im is in Chesha Mishpat Simin Tes, and Ma'asham is in Chelek Aleph Simin Lamed Tes. They both go, in fact, the Chuvus Ma'asham says in the Toyafes Re'im, you will Mecham into a Miracha Zerua. Toyafes Re'im said it by himself with the same exact Raya, but he says, yes, you will Mecham into a Miracha Zerua. Fine. So now,
is he limited to live there for the value of that was put in
into L'chayah, he can't, if he has to pay for the schiris, he won't be able to live there more than the Hoytzai says he's entitled to. If he's entitled to $10,000 worth of tzayis, he can only live there for $10,000 worth of schiris, because once he did that, then he's fully paid. Now, Achitin Leitziyasef, he got the Yitziyasef, he got it through rent, and now he would have to leave. That is this shita. The Nesivis himself, then, if he mechutz rent, if there's a chesaron, if there's no chesaron, correct. If no chesaron, you're right. Then he can live there indefinitely. Correct. Exactly. Oh, so that's this shita. The nesivis himself, Klaz Shaila, brings the same raya from Abayis Valiyah, but makes a beautiful chilek, and he says it's not a raya from there because over there it's not midin yoyit, it's midin shutfis. Over there, you see, the balali went to the balabais and said, "Please build this house with me." And the balabais said, "No, I'm not interested." So you can't get him out to Yerid. He told you no. If I want to be Yerid Yosada and Meshviach, and I want to plant trees or build a house on your Rishus, and you tell me no. So we had at the beginning of the Sim and the Rishonim. If you tell me no, it's no. And now I go ahead and do it, tough luck. I can't mun you. You ready? Tell me no. There's no din Yerid. Yerid is if we could assume that you wanted it and I did it, and now it's Acha Maisa, now you have to pay me. But Koidim Maisa, you told me not to do it, so I can't mun you. So the mishnah is not also din yerid. The whole din in that mishnah is also din shutif, that the second story has a shibud on the first story. His house was always on top of the first story, so it's a shibud on the first story. So it's a din shutif. So I have a shibud that you have to always provide for me a first story to support my second story. So that's the halakha. It's a din shutif. That din, that shibud that I have on you, is only limited to the asset called the first story. I have a shibud on that first story to have a second story, but I can't mun you personally. So I could live in there till you decide to pay me. Mashainki by regular din yared, a yared b'shus, or even a yared shlubish, a sada siyalita, a regular din yared, that we tell you yodel a yayna, because let's take the one set of Rishonim, because it's commanded sachreidam, it's as if I hired you, whatever the svara might be. But that's the deal. So if it's a regular din yared, so then zakta nitzivis, maybe I could takam on you. If you would hire me outright, I've had a kamon you. Every schir's pale, I could mon. You hire me for a job, and after you tell me, oh, no, you can live in there till I decide to pay. Nothing doing. You worked, you get paid. So this is like schiris. This is commander sechreidam. You are yared b'shus, or yared by sadas yalita. It's commander sechreidam. It's avadi should be able to get paid. Sivis at the end says, however, the Lashon HaRosh B'Shem Meraivet's Mavun, not like him, because the Rosh B'Shem Meraivet has this case when it's Anan Sadi V'Zicha wanted, it was a Chotza, Siyali Banais. The Raivet's Lashon is Yeshiv by Achiyitin LaYitzi Yosef. He used the exact same Lashon as the Mishnah, that he should, the Yerid sits in the house until the Balabais decides to reimburse him for the Yitzias. So the Nesivis, you see from the Raivet that I'm wrong. You see from the Raivet that even by Yerid, you don't have a din to money. All you have a din is on the Shvach. You could withhold the Shvach. You could live in the Shvach until I decide to pay you. But you can't mun me. You can't have a tvi on the Balabais. So at the end of the day, even though Nesivis was not like that, but he sort of makes an about face because he has a Raivet. So what we have now is a Rosh B'Shem Raivet, Maracha Zeruah, and many Achrayim will say that the whole din of a Yerid is a Shibud on the Shvach, and he cannot mon the Balabais personally. That's what's coming out right now. The million-dollar kasha, I mean, there's many kashas on this. It's, how do we understand this? Like, first in Svar, it's a, like the Tzivis Meir, it's a shtickle shver. But also in Metzias, it's a shtickle shver. Like, how does it stem with all the halakhas we learned? Just go through a couple and we'll see that this is like an eye-opener. Let's say we once had a machlekes Rishonim. What would be by Yerid if there's more Yitzir than Shvach? If it's Yitzir Yisera ala Shvach. When you're Yodel ala Yainer, do you have a right to mun Yitzir Yisera ala Shvach? So let's entertain. So on the tzad of Rishonim, that you have a right to mourn Yitzia, Yisera al Hashvach, sort of a catch wanting to have the shvach. My shvach was $1,000, and let's say I put $2,000 worth of Yitzias. So how can I mourn you for $2,000? I had no right to mourn you ever, right? It didn't, you never I can mourn you. It's only I could withhold the truck. So I'm withholding the truck. The truck's only worth $1,000. How will I ever get paid my Yitzia, Yisera al Hashvach?
I mean, he can't use anything. He has land worth $5,000.
Good.
Now he's sitting on his land.
Okay, you mean because I could stop him from going onto the land, and so even though the shrak is only $1,000, but the whole land together with the shrak is considerably more, so it would convince him to pay me. I mean, it's really I can't mourn him. Just I have leverage on him that he will zikha want to pay me $2,000 for the $1,000 worth of shrak, so he could repossess his land. Okay, fine.
Hey, right. Shvach is more than the shvach was the value of the house is much more. The shvach meant
just what it went up.
As a cabal, how much is
and good.
So he's paying visits.
So that's why, then we have to work the numbers. I can make the numbers to a point. You're right. You could much less as I'd see that would work, but I can make the numbers to a point that won't work. I can make the numbers. Right, correct. And then it won't be G'day for him. But I hear your crowd. Let me ask you another Shaila. No, because you see, Lamashi, I could live in the house, even though it's on your carcass. I could use your carcass because I was Mashbiach, the land together with the house. I have a Shibur on everything for what's rightfully correct. Correct. I have a shibud on everything for what's rightfully mine to be paid for the truck. So I hear you, Teres. Your Teres is a good Teres. But let me ask you another, Shaila. We had the beginning of the Siman, the Ramah brings down, he actually just makes a tushtel. That was the Ramah. So if you look over there, we discuss, as Machlekes, Ramah brings in a Machlekes, if I learn with your son, Shalei Bishos, whatever, Shalei Midas, you didn't know about it, and I learned with him. Could I mourn you afterwards for as a Rebbe? Look, I taught your son for that hour, whatever it is. So Machloikis. The Ramah brings down the first sheet to hold that I could. Why, Dr. Ramah? Because I'm a Yerid. I'm a Yerid L'Tek Sadach Haver, to your son. I was learned with your son, so I deserve to be paid. Now, it's very nice that he has more Torah and he's a more Heliga child, but what exactly am I taking? I can't mourn. I can never mourn for Yerid. So what am I doing? Can have a month for years. So what am I doing? I'm going to hold on to the child, hold on to the brain of the child. What am I going to do? How am I going to get my money? You could always tell me you're not paying me, and I could use your son. What am I going to do? So what's shot? I'll give you invited. The Goyin says a number of times that the Chiv Sarser, the Chiv Shatkin. Why does a Shatkin deserve to get paid? I read you a Shidduch. I never made up that you're going to pay me. I read you a shidduch. He went through with the shidduch. Kavaldik, Mazel Tov, why are you paying me? Zok to go, and it's midin yorid. Again, what am I going to do? Hold on to the chasen and kala? What am I going to do? There is no asset be'en that I can hold on to it.
In the original case where you fixed the guy's screen door in the back, where are you going to go stand and hold the screen?
I don't know. Maybe you like this thing. I'll use the whole house because I improved the house, so I'll lock the house that you won't be able to get into the house until you pay me for the screen door because I'm in Meshvik the house. But here it's a chosen and kala. What am I going to do? What do I have on you? what am I going to do? There has to be, we're missing something here. We're missing a beer. What's going on?
The fact that he can't do anything doesn't take away the chiyuv. So there are times when the chiyuv tells the chayus in a way that you can't necessarily collect it. The guy doesn't want to pay. He has a chiyuv to pay.
No. If he would really have a chiv to pay means, then I should be able to mourn him. It's not that he has a chiv. I have a shibud in the asset that I was mashbiach for the amount of the money. Fine, so you have a shibud in the chasen and kala. But
you have a shibud, you can mourn.
From who are you going to mourn it? No, you see, you can't. You only have the schus in the item. It's like a shibud in the chasen without a shibud of gov. There's nothing. Fine, so what are you going to do? There's no shibud in the chasen. You can't mourn me, right? If you take me into, I don't have to pay you. So what are you going to do? How do I get paid in such a case? It's not just I'm a bad boy. I'm a good boy. I don't have to pay you. Your whole din is only to sit in the house. I won't.
That what it means that I don't have to?
Yeah, if I would have to.
I just can't mourn you, but really you have to pay me.
No, I think I don't have to, because if I would have to, then you would be able to mourn me too. I don't have to. I don't have to pay you. So
what's the svara by a buyer's value? Why pack only the asset? What's the LLC? Like what's shop? You can only.
So this needs a beer. What is this marach? What is this svara? What's going on over here? I want to know another case. What happens if I don't have a raya, but I think it's pasha? What happens if I'm meshbiach? I build a house, and until we go to a dinter, we're negotiating how much you should pay me. It's 3 months later. until we get to the Beis Din, and by that time the house falls down. I don't know, there was a fire and the house burned down. So now there is no Shvach. I come to Beis Din, to Manu, we're going to, so you could just say, okay, so take the house. There is no house. Like, you were already living in the house for those 3 months. By the way, you're happy what I did. You moved in. Everything was fine. And that's what caused the fire. You moved in. Something happened in the house. And now what? Now I can't mourn you. Because there's no shvach anymore. So how are you talking? We never heard of such a thing. What's going on? What does this mean? So there's two basic pshatim that the Achrayim give. Both of them sort of, I think, needs a shtickle help. But first we added the Chazanish. Chazanish, the better of the pshatim is the Chazanish, is in Baba Basa, Simen Beis Oisvav. He tries to explain what does it mean. I'm going to say over his words, maybe you can help me figure out what he's saying. He says, the Tama Dava, the reason why you can't mun from the person, is Kevan Da Choyv Naase Bal Karchoy, since the Choyv was created Bal Karchoy, he didn't ask you to do it. That's one ingredient, the Chazan just says. Second ingredient. I don't know what that means, that the hanah that the Yerid brought is still in the Yerid's hand. I'm not sure what he means by that, because it's really not true. He was Mashbiach Yorkak, it's sitting by you. I know maybe I'm misreading it. So then he says, finally, he says, if he tells you, you know what, instead of me taking it, you take the hano of these peris, every year, you can't force them anymore. Because the chayv was created by kar chayv, and the yerid's still holding on to the hano, as long as the balabais tells the yerid, you take the hano every year, you can't force me anymore. Adkan. So the words. So what I think he means to say, and I could be wrong, but I think he means to say is that this chayv was created by Korchi. I didn't ask you to do it. So sort of, I could flip it back to you, by Korchi. You're pushing it on me. You know what? I don't want it. I don't want it right now. I'm pushing it back to you. You take it every year. When I'm ready for it, I'll let you know. Till then, I'm not taking it. It's kilu. I'm not accepting the shvach. I'm not accepting the yurida that you did. I'm going to hold off on it. I'm not telling you toilet tzech av avenecha. You're right. It's a good idea. It was a sadasi alita, smart move on your part to be meshviach. I like it. But I'm not ready for it. So you... It's bal karchi. I'm not holding. I'm going to take it yet. You take it. Every year you take it. Kol shana v'shana. You hold on to the hana. It's as if I didn't get the hana. You're still holding on to the hana. When I'm ready for it, then I'll take it. Then that's when the chiv will kick in.
Kilo, like all the cases that he already got the hana.
So which come out that if the guy already accepted the hana, then it's too late. So in my case, if he moved into the house and 3 months later the house burned down, it's you already accepted that. Now you got the full value of the shvach. You got the house. You accepted it. Now it's too late. Just because there's no asset to collect from Avada, I command you personally. Just like if you hired me to build, I command you personally. So I command you. Here's a special svara that I'm sort of putting Yerid on hold. I didn't take it yet. You're going to hold on to it till I get it. I'm not ready for it.
In other words, it's not mamoni gabok bite, so therefore you can't collect it.
Right. Even though in halacha, the house already belongs to me, my kaka was already coined, but at least klapi the hana and the peiris, I'm putting that on hold, you hold on to it till I'm ready for it. That's l'chayr what the Chazanish means to say. By shatchin l'mashal, you don't have it. They made the shidduch, they got married, they already took the hana. There's no asset, so there's no asset. I command you. You're teaching someone's child, he already got the hana, so then he can mourn you. It's only over here where I'm telling you take the hana till I'm ready for it. I'm like sort of putting the whole thing on hold. Same thing by Bais Valiyah. You live in it. When I'm ready for it, then I'll sort of accept the fact that you mashbiach and you built me a house. Till then, I'm putting it on hold. You take it and I don't want it. L'chayro, that's what he means to say.
Child is an ansari, he wanted to
be able
to teach your kid.
Whatever, if it's a suyolita, if it's normal, the child needs it, whatever. Let's assume that was a metzias. That's okay. Now, what's still shver in the Chazanish l'chayre is what happens if l'chadchila there was no shvach. You made a yerida, you mitzi mice, you did a smart move, but it was a sudden suyolita and there was a snowstorm and all the trees died. Right away, while you were planting it, it didn't take root. So you did oitzayis, there was no shvach at all, even to begin with. Let's be go like the shayna matzayis, say alatrach, you're entitled to oitzah. So, what are you going to get now? Like, you don't have a right. I took it. I never took it. I mean, first proof that I took it. I never got it to begin with. Right when you planted the trees, they already died. So I don't know, in that case, if there's no shvach whatsoever at the beginning, it's yitachin to be chai gavna, maybe I would be potter. Because I could tell you, okay, when I'll take the shvach, I'll worry about it. The ma'aseh, this man doesn't say that. This man of cotton, I think it's Zion, his ma'aseh faket. He says, noitel imatzo yisera al shvach. Second line is of Gonzain, and Matzah Yisera Lashvach, Noitel Kol Haitzah, Afopi Deloinene Klum, even though there was no Hano at all, because I was doing Galadas, good. So I was Megaladas, smart move to plant the trees, but I don't know, unless you say because I was right then I took it, I don't know, it never happened. We have to work it out. But Lamai said, this is the Chazanish's Pshat. Sorry? I didn't want to say because I was nechale. While you were planting the trees, I was building the gate around the trees. So I showed that I liked it. So I don't have the akar, but lechay, I don't know. Does that mean that I took the anor when there was no anor? I don't know. But that's the chazan nitzit pshat. There's another pshat from the Teref Yisrael.
In that case, a guy planted the trees and they died right away. Would a yerid be starker than a pile? You hire a guy to plant trees and you think he plants them,
But it wasn't his fault. Let's say we know it wasn't his fault. It was only because it was a snowstorm.
There was
an outside Siba. He did everything right. It wasn't a Baal, and he did everything right. Now, there's
what about a skier lacherim? Why shouldn't it be in the case where he says, you know what, I don't want the hanar right now. You keep it. Why can't it be maskei tellus? This halacha of a skier lacherim.
Maybe he could. Oh, you mean why he says over there before, Meskir Bani Lachayim, Mekibus Kam Naklam Yitzayisav? Well, for the same reason. You're right. He could be a Maskir Lachayim, but the rent that he gets.
So not Alta Din because he has no right to do it. Alta Din, he has a right. But that's part of his pay.
You still have the din of Ketzi Yatzet Zescher Perasa Shukhaver. It means, right. You still see, like you thought, you still see that Perasa Shukhaver. You still see that Avada the Balabais owns the house. Yeah. It's still his para. Just. You have a excuse to hold it back from the Balabais, but still, copy that, you're going to have to say that somehow it goes back to the Balabais, which is something, Kasha, that you asked last week, it's similar type of a Kasha. It's Shreya. Means it's a little bit, yeah, yours, but not in Gatsa. It means how you juggle the Chazanich with that, I hear. The Taif Yisra'im has a different shot. He comes on with a Svaro, that Be'etzim, every pile, I should be able to pay with Shavu Kesef. Many Chivim Natar, Yashav Larbi Shavu Kesef, I can give Shavu Kesef. There's a special din by Poyalim, that you now pay with Shavu Kesef, you have to pay with Kesef. Makhlok is showing him why. To make a long story short, the Taif Yisra'im wants to say that all the Rishonim, whatever the reasons they have, that say that you can't pay with Shavu Kesef, is only because you hired him outright. But if he was a Yerid, Shaloi B'Shus, you never hired him, then you always have a right to pay with Shavu Kesef. So Memeila, you could mon me. It's not that you can't mon me. You can mon me. But I could tell you I want to pay with Shavu Kesef. What's the Shavu Kesef? Live in my house till you get paid up in full. It's a payment of Shavu Kesef. That's what the Taif Yisra'im says. Chiddush the Taif Yisra'im. It's if I rent it out, then you're mechuyev. Even by zen, if moshul by zen and of zeloy chasa, I could rent it out and get money. But here, you mean if I have no right to take possession of the iron goods, so it'll tell me it's a shtikul chasa. So now zen of zeloy chasa. But I could tell you instead of paying, I don't want to pay with money. I want to pay with shavu kesef. What shavu kesef? A truckload worth of soap. Instead, I want to pay you with the house. I'll pay you with the rented house. Live in my house till you get paid. That will be the shavu kesef. That's how I'll pay you. That's
dafka in this case.
Or
I'm saying
right. It's dafka. Every yoyrid you did a shloim b'shus. Every yoyrid I could pay with shavu kesef. Just it's by a shidduch. Good. So pay me with shavu kesef too. Fine. But you owe me money. It's not that you don't owe me. You owe me and you command me. But I have a right to pay with shavu kesef. The shavu kesef is to live in the house.
Coming off the rent. You're not paying rent.
Well, no, let's say there is chasa. Let's say there is some chasa. Let's take that case. There is some chasa. Right, let's say that case. Let's start with that case. Right,
that works,
correct. So I'll tell you, I'm paying, that's the word. I'll pay you with that shavu kesef of that item.
It's not
so then, if I have no right to possess it,
there's no payment. There's nothing going on. It's just you're holding
it. And a Kadami. So at that point, you're right. So then maybe I'll have to pay with other Shavu Kesef. Yeah, no, it's true. In that case, what are we going to do? But I think it's...
What to pay? Who gets to pick what to pay? Is it the...
Always the ower, the loiver, always decides. Right? If you want to, let's say, a mazik. A mazik damaged your thing. So the mazik decides he has to pay. He could pay you with however you want. He could pay with shavu kesef. It's up to him to decide. So he's going to pay you with the shavu kesef or the schiris. The problem is, it's very modern. I know such a thing called shavu kesef. It means I'll pay you with tables, I'll pay you with soap. It's modern, but yeah, that's talacha, shavu kesef. But I'll pay you for schiris. It's not a payment. It's only payment if you decide to live there. I can force you to live there. You don't want to live there. So what type of payment shavu kesef is? I can't force you to live in my house. We don't find everywhere shavu kesef by a mazik. Okay, live in my house. You don't want to live in my house.
The guy moved in. He wants to live there. No,
he's moving in to stop you from getting it. But the halacha that they're sparing oys, the marachas are sparing off the mishnah, that he has no other eitzah but to move in, and that's not true. He could mug you. You're trying to tell him to move in. He doesn't want to move in. He's just happy where he's living. He's living in Lakewood. You think he wants to move into Atlanta? He's happy where he is. He doesn't have to move in. Where do you find such a tashim of shavu kesef? Nachmeh.
What about you pay a guy with an item that he doesn't want either?
Yeah, right. But an item that he doesn't want has value. So it's like the Gemara says, if it's worth, you could go from makom to makom, you could sell it. It has intrinsic value. Schiris, if I don't want to live there, it's worthless. I have nothing. I didn't get an item. I'll tell you the nachmeh. Shavu kesef is a type of tashlum kesef. So just like I owe you $100, I have to pay $100 right now. If you want to pay shavu kesef, you can say this. So pay me $100 worth of soap right now. But to tell me that I should live in your house for 30 years till I get paid up, that's ridiculous. I spent $30,000 on rebuilding your house, on fixing your house, and now you can tell me I have to live in your house for 10 years? I should get paid $1,000 a month for whatever till I get paid up? That's not a peroin, the shavu kesef. If you pay me everything now, it's a peroin. But to pay me over time, that's ain't a bidin. You can't do that. So certainly not a peroin, the shavu kesef. What does he mean? I don't know. All right, Rabbi Isai, just to fear always, I got to think, I'm stuck here, is that I think there's also Yerushalmi that's not like the Marakas Ru and Uli Zakrainim. The Yerushalmi Luchain Gittin, Perkei Halakha Vav, has a Shaila. How to teach the Yerushalmi, but the Yerushalmi says like this, Bikesh Litel Demei Eitzah Vavonov, someone would like to collect, the Yeri would like to be paid, his Demei Eitzah Vavonim, he wants to be paid for his Eitzah Vavonim, Mao, could he mun the guy right away? Ravama, no, you can't mun right away. Wait till the guy moves in. When he moves in, it's sort of that's when he received the shvach that you did. That's when you can mun him. But till he accepts it, you can't mun him. And Shmuel says, no, you can mun him right away. So you see, okay, so Makloikis and Tesanta Makloikis that you can only mun Rav says till you get till you accept the shach. Shmuel says you could go right away, but let's mun the pollock, you could mun. Once a guy accepts it, you could mun. You have a right to mun the shach. Like Shmuel, you could mun it even before he accepted the shach. So that the shtickle raya. I mean, it's not like the Teifis Reim Lachayir. It's not like the Chazanish either. I mean, even though the Chazanish says that you got to accept it, and I could push it back on your lap, and I didn't accept it yet. But minastam, the Yerushalmi saying that I could mun. Even though Lukhari, the guy didn't accept it yet. And the like the Mechamis has a slightly different Pshat in Yerushalmi. Mechamis says that the Pshat in Yerushalmi is that Rav, that the case was that the Balabais is telling the Yer, Teile Tzecha Vavanecha. And Rav holds you have a right to say toil. So therefore, until he lives in there, that he's Megala Das, he could tell you toil. And Shmuel holds he can't say toil. So good. But at least in the Chelek of Shmuel that you can't say toil, you have a right to mun money right away. What do you mean? You have no right to mun money. He should tell you, sit in the house, Yeshev Bayat Sheitin La Yitzi Yosef. The Mashmais of the Shalmi is that you could mun the Me'ez of Avonim. You could mun the Shvach, which is seemingly not like what we're saying. I don't know what to do, but it's just food for thought. Getting back to us in Baba Matiya Kofala from Abayis, on our sugi, he calls the Yerushalmi. But getting back to us, going back to Ramah's case, the Ramah's case, if you remember, we touched up the Ramah, that the Ramah, when he saved the house from falling, it was like a Shavas Avedi did to the Bailam, which is a different type of a Chiv. It's not a Chiv of Yerud, it's a Chiv of Shavas Avedi. In a Shavas Avedi, that's like a Yerud, not just Shaloi B'Shus HaSad HaSidita, that's like a Yerud B'Shus, I have a Chiv, I'm supposed to be Meshav Avedi L'Bailam. I think Poshit, but if someone is Meshav Avedi L'Bailam, if he's Matzel, someone's item, I think B'Chagam, it's a Dava Poshit, that he could mun money. You can't stick him with these shavu kesef. You can't do the chazanish. I'm not ready to accept it yet. I had a chiv to do it. I was like a yerid b'shus. So you know, it's very nice with Yair, but I think in the Ramo we have to teach that that's maybe what the Ramo means. So Keshitain Ruve Mashachayv Litain Lashimin Yetzim in Abayis. What does it mean Mashachayv Litain? He's not Chayv yet. Like the Chaznish, he's not Chayv. No, he is Chayv, because when we're dealing with Hashavas Aveda, then you have a Chayv, then you're talking and have to pay right away. All right. Let's move on. Let's go on to the... All right, one more. I'll tell you a Levush. The Levush has a problem over here. The Levush comes out by himself and says that every Yerid, when you are Yerid Shalei Bishus, and you're going to force me now, Shalei Balkar, you're going to force me to pay, how you talking? So the Levush, it's not fair. So therefore, I have a right, if the Balabayis, the Balachotza, doesn't want to pay, he has a right to tell the Yerid, you know what? Instead of me buying your house that you just parked on my property, we'll do fakert. You buy my karka. You like the house. You thought it was a good idea. No problem. Take, buy my karka. You built a house. Let's say my property is worth $200,000. And you built a house, let's say, worth, I'm going to exaggerate, worth only $50,000. So instead of me paying you $50,000, I'll turn the tables around. I'll say, okay, now you pay me $200,000. I'm not going to pay you. You're trying to force a chiv on me. I'm not happy, so I'm going to now flip it around and force it back on you. How could you force me to pay something? And he says at the end, he says like this, and Elam, are you going to tell me, well, I don't want to pay, so we'll do this like Maracha Zeru Eitzah. He doesn't call it Maracha Zeru, but you'll do this Eitzah that you'll live there till you get repaid? No, that's not fair. That means I won't have my property till you finish living there and get paid full for that size. That's Eina Bedin. Upashitu Etzli Dezev Ezeh. These two types of eights is Einu Mishpat Emes Ela Gezel. To do a Yoyrid and ask for money is not Mishpat Emes Ela Gezel. Memela Zakta Lavosh, if I want, I can flip it around and tell you to buy it. Then he says, if you don't want to buy it also, so we could sell it on the market, we'll liquidate the property, you give me the value of the land, and then what's above, what the land was worth before you Mashbiachit, that extra you'll get, but I'll be made whole, I'll get the value of my land. But I could force a sale, liquidation, either to you or to the open market. To force me to pay something that I don't want to pay, Eino Mishpat Emes Ela Gezel. Right, so he's saying that the Gemara is talking about where the guy is willing to pay. But if the guy wants, he could force, that's he says. It's only when the guy wants to accept it. But if the guy wants, he could force a sale to you or to the open market.
Well, that's okay, because now you don't need Blue Bush to tell you that.
Why? Because he could...
Every time you want to raise money, he's like, hey, it's what to do.
What's the answer?
Sell it.
No, but I could force to sell it to you. I can force to sell it to you.
Can't force the guy.
Well, I don't know. He starts off, yes, but let's say he backs off for good, but now to sell to open market, you see, really, to sell to open market just for fair market, yeah, is really not the fair market value. Why? Because if I'll just sell my land, whoever's buying is going to have to walk into my shoes, assume my rights. My rights is also limited, because now there's someone else has a house on my property that's going to live in there till I pay him. So it's like you're going to get a suppressed value. Try selling a land that someone has a lien on it, that someone has a house parked on it, that he's not going to leave that house until you pay him.
He's not on the house.
Oh, so that's what the Levush says. The Chiddush Levush is that I could force a sale both on the karka and on the house. Means, without the Levush's Chiddush, I could only sell your land, sell what you have, sell the land.
Who said he's
Nika? He wants you to pay him. Who said he wants to wait till the sale? What do you mean? I was yoyed on your house. I was yoyed on your field. I was yoyed right now on you. You owe me money.
Let's say somebody has an accident. Right? The guy has an accident. And the guy said, I don't want insurance. I want you to pay. You have to write the same situation.
He might, maybe the minute. Is it, but what happens if you have an accident? The guy says, you know what? I want to sell the item to someone else. Right? That guy, well, it's backwards.
He'll get paid.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to do that. He wants to go after you. He was buried in your house. Who said he wants to sell it? I'll say better. A yerid has a right to live in the house and have a lien on the property. So you're right, to sell it. But on whoever is going to assume your position, I also want to live in that property.
Until he pays me.
So good. No, like the Levush, that's Einu Bedin, because you're going to get a very small value for the property. Because who in his right mind is going to want to buy a property that he can't use till you pay off the yerid after many years?
But now I'm selling your property with a house. I'm selling you a different thing.
So you're going to get, that's what the Levush says, you're going to get a lower price. What you'll have a right to do is sell the property with the house, and the yerid has no right to live in it. And we'll just pay him off with the proceeds of the sale. Zakta Levush, why? Because otherwise, Einu Mishpat Emes Elagazel. Now, I don't know why the Levush had to come onto something drastic, Mechudachek and extreme. Stam, the Chazar already said what you wanted, what the Eitz is. If you don't like it, Teitol. What do you have to come onto a new thing for? If you didn't like it, say toil. If you did like it, say pay. If you didn't, couldn't afford it, whatever you want, saving it for chasna, so say toil. You always have that option to say toil. So what's the Levush talking about? Why does Levush have to create something new? You should just say toil. What's the problem? Even by Sadeh Siyolita, we pass on like the Rishayim who say Kasei Toil. The Levush himself goes with that, they Kasei Toil. Barring a mamish in extreme case, the rush is rivid, the mamish Anan Tzadi Zichu wants it because he's mamish fabulously wealthy, doesn't dent his pocket at all, and it's mamish, he had no use out of the property otherwise. In such a case, then you don't have the Einu Mishpat Emes Elagazel. He knows that he's Zichu. It's all gebayt on this Anan Tzadi, so it's Anan Tzadi Zichu wants it, so let him pay you for it. So you don't have the Levush's problem. The Levush created a problem here. What's the problem? Just say, tell Leitzachem Avanecha. What's the problem? All right, I don't know. Let's move on. Leroy said, we have two more Sifim. Let's try to hurry up here. Sifches, let's start. Sifches, komim sheshamen loy. Anyone who we do shuma on, means basically the entire simon, how he shuts up, how much a year he deserves. Bein shayisa yadala yayna, whether he deserves a higher price. Bein shayisa yadala taktoyna, where he deserves a yadala taktoyna, the lesser of the two, atzah or shvach. Einoy noito klum, he's not entitled to anything achi yeshava b'nikitas chayfetz until he makes a shuv b'nikitas chayfetz kama ha'itzi, how much he paid in the itzayis. How much did he lay out? He's making a claim for itzayis. Yadol ha'yayna. He says that itzayis are more than a shvach. He's claiming that, whoa, you sent $100,000 in itzayis here. Prove it. Make a shvua. Until then, I don't have to trust you. Or yadol ha'taktayna, where the shvach is more than the itziyah and you're entitled to get the lower, which is the itziyah, you're going to have to make a shvua with Nikita's chayfes on how much you laid out. Otherwise, I don't have to trust you. If the yerid is not interested in making a shvua, but instead he says, you know what, let the dayanim come, let them have the headache, and let them make the shots up. What the minimal amount of atzah I zicha had to put into this, the lowest value of the market is a shiurim. It's a shebisharim. Go bepachis shebisharim. Shaymin loy v'noyte b'loy shvua. That he could do too. It means even though he claims he spent $200,000 on atzayis, but he's not interested in making a shvua. He says, you know what? Shots up. Figure out bezin. What the minimum based on what you see? What was the minimum I put into this? Let's say those shots up is 180. Fine. I'll take the 180. I won't bother with the shura, just give me the 180. And the Chanami is allowed to do it. The noita b'loy shura, that he could do without a shura. Because that's for sure he had to have spent. So then he's entitled without a shura. He doesn't have to prove it. It's proven by itself. It's glul le'enem. Everyone sees. Bezin shuts up. He's zecha put in that amount. V'chein, zogt mechaba, v'chein zeh, shenoita la'shvach b'vad. And if you'll have a case that he takes the shvach b'vad, the halach is, v'hoysa yodola yoyna, einu tzorek shvua. In that case, you don't need a shvua. So basically, we have sort of three cases in the Mechaba. The first case was Yadal Yayna Yadal Taktayna, you have to make a Shvua. The medium case is like a spin-off, is that if I don't want to do a Shvua, I can tell Bezin just shuts up the minimal my Atzayis are, and you're entitled to do that without a Shvua. And then you have a last case where you're Noita Lashvach. Whatever that means, we'll have to get to it. Let's see this man, Sivkot and Yudzayin. What is the case of the Reisha that says that you're getting the Haitzah? Zok the Sma, Pirish, Gam kishiyia yodala yoina, because in Maccabi's case, remember, it's bein choice of yodala yoina, bein choice of yodala taktoina. So what's the case of yodala yoina that you get, they have to make a shrew on that tzah? So to sma, even when yodala yoina is still tzarkli shavala tzah, loy mi boy kisha tzah yisera le shvak, loy mi boy if that tzah is more than the shvak, does nice and nice tzah, the you're entitled to the tzah, the sma le shitasi holds that you're entitled to a tzah yisera le shvak, so then avadi you're going to have to ukanal, avadi the tzah yishava v'yita. You're going to have to see how much the Itzah is worth. Even if the Shvach is more than the Itzah, so now you're only asking for Shvach. So why do you need a Shvua for? Zok Tesma, does Noito Chele Gam B'Shvach HaYetz Al Itzah? Because how do we give you Shvach? How do we give you shvach? So the sma that how do we give you shvach is we first shuts up how much the tzai was, and then we give you a chelik of the shvach, a third, a quarter, a half, like an oris. First, let's say you spent $100,000, and you improved the property $150,000. So the first $100,000 you get, and the extra $50,000, you'll get 50% of it, so you'll get $25,000 of it, or if you get a quarter, you'll get $12,500 of it. We first shot up the atzah, and then on top of that, you'll get a chelik of the track. So we always have to know how much the atzah is, even b'chagavna, when there's shvach, yes, all atzah. That's what the Sma says.
How do you determine how much the chelik is?
How much is chelik? Whatever the minig amakam is for this type of a shasal, boina, oris to take. That's what the Sma says. So mamele, you're always going to have to shatz up the hitzah first. The problem is that's not the mashmais of the rishonim, of the mechaba. When you're talking about all along, how much you take, you always take kama reitzah adam litim besad zulunaita. So he says, Taka Sma says Kashas al-Ir, but it's not mamish that you get a chelik. You're getting like a Kashas al-Ir to plant. You worry about how much the cost of the materials are, how much the trees are, how much the seeds are. Don't nickel and dime me. Just tell me at the end how much you want to do the job. You want $1,000 to plant these trees. Fine, I pay $1,000. I'm not going to pay you to break down by the tzoyis and break down the shrak and you get a chelik of the shrak, how much makak was mashbiach. That's not the halacha. The halacha is I give you the going rate for a builder, or going rate for a contractor, or going rate for a planter. That's what I give you. Nothing to do with the tzoyis. So what in the world is this man saying? But the what? Okay, well, we're going to see the Sma has his own pshat there. Okay, Balt, we're going to get to it. The Ma says it's shver. The Sma be'etzem does the exact same thing in Kuf Gimel Siftes. He has the same sort of structure over there, formula over there, and both the Taz and the Shach jump on the Sma right there. That's not true. There is no such formula. The formula is you get like a Shasel. Nothing to do, we don't reckon outside all. You just give me a final bill. Give me what the going rate is, and you're going to have to pay for the Itzais, whatever the materials were. Don't give me the material price, not cost plus. You're getting a job for building a house. You worry about the cost. Mamela, they argue with the Sma and the Shach. They argue the Taz and the Shach argue with the Sma over there. Mamela, so too here it's going to be Shem. You're right. You're going to have to see the end. But light the Taz is pshat at the end of the Mechaba. We even have our Mechaba that says that when you take Shach, you don't have to make a shu. Nothing to do with Eitzah. So Kochach, we have to say.
Your case is Stamzoy. He built a house. I'm not talking about how much the property improved.
Well, that's shrach. He built a house. So what's the halacha? The formula is, you give to the bayna kama adam reitzah litin bevinyan zeh levnaisai. I give how much you're supposed to pay for building a house.
Yeah, not, but that's not including how much the property improved.
Yeah, I know, but that's like shrach, because if it didn't improve enough, then you can't mourn more than the improvement of the property. It's usually the other way around. The property improves more than the value of the cost to build it. If it'll be the other way, then it's capped because you're limited to shrach. If you didn't create that shrach for me, I won't have to pay you for that shrach.
Yeah, but when you make this casual, it's out the din of yoyer, what he did over here.
Correct. And the din of yoyer, I give him shrach. How do I tie shrach? We find out what the improvement of the property was, find out what the going rate for such an improvement is, and I give him that. I don't give him his size. I don't recognize it. He's not a shutter. He doesn't get a chelik of the shvach of my property. It's as long as the shvach of the property carries the going rate of what a shasel or a boina deserves. That's what I give him.
You have property. You put a house on the property.
So I find out what is the typical price for a builder to build that house. And if the land didn't go up that value, then I'll cap it to the improvement price of the land. If it went up more than that, then I'll give him what the going rate of a boina is.
When you hire a builder to build a house...
Correct. If I hire him outright, then it's irrelevant to do with shvach. But by a yoyrit, it's limited, it's capped by shvach. But it still has nothing to do with eitzah. So Yalkocha, you're going to have to say that when the Mechaber says over here, yodol ha-yoyna, you're going to have to make a shua, he was talking about a case with Hatzah is Yisera ala Shvach. So there your money Hatzah is, you're going to have to make a Shvuah. And Memela now, if that's Pshat and Mechaba, so now it's, we see when the Mechaba says as our wording, Kol Misha Shemaloi Chase Yod ala Yaina, Bain Chase Yod ala Taitain, it sounds like whenever you Yod ala Yaina, you're going to be entitled to Hatzah Yisera ala Shvach. Now we said, it's a Machlekes Rishayna if you're entitled to Hatzah Yisera ala Shvach. To Sma Paskins, yes, but at least we see in the Mechaba that there is such a Musik that yes, you're entitled to Hatzah Yisera ala Shvach when you're Yod ala Yaina, and you can make a Shvuah to Munda Hatzah, even Yisera ala Shvach. And the Mashmais is every Yod ala Yoyna has that case. Not just like Sif Dalu when you're Yerid Bishos, but even if you're Chalei Bishos, it was a Sadas Yalita, or at least at the very least when it's Gila Daitai, the Mechaba uses the Lashon Sif Gimel Yodala Yoyna, or by Shutif, the Mechaba and Sif He uses the Lashon Yodala Yoyna. The Mashmai says by Yodala Yoyna, you're entitled to Atzah Yaseir Allah Shvach. We're going to see about it might not be the case. Let's move on to the Sefer. The end of the Mechaba was a case of V'chein Zesh. When you're taking shvas, you don't need to make a shvua. So what's this case talking about? I, the sma, started off that every time you always, even when you're taking shvach, you need a shvua. So zok the sma, kimta, he makes an akimta that's talking about where we know for sure the Hitzah was much more, at least definitely more than the Shvach. Let's say we could establish the Shvach is $100. We don't know how much Hitzah you spent, but we know you spent more than $100. We know if you spent $110, $200, $300. We know for sure you spent more than the Shvach. In that case, Zok Tisma, you're really entitled to the more. You're really entitled to Hitzah Yisrael Shvach. But if you're willing to be Mavata and only take Shvach, Zeshenet Ala Shvach Bilvad, you're willing to only take Shvach, so there you have a right to take Shvach and Einu Tzarek Shvua. You won't even need a Shvua. Because you're willing to accept the Shvach without the Hitzah. You don't care about the Hitzah. So Mamela, you don't need a Shvua. We see what the Shvach is. We shots it up ourselves. We don't need you to make a Shvua. Hitzah Zok Tisma, Bach, Beragoyle, Chuvis Radvaz says like that as well in Chelekei Elif Tavkov. They all learn among the Kimta that the whole case of talking about with the Atzoyah is definitely more than the Shrach, because we don't know how much more. The Taz brings down the Sman, he says it's a Doichek. Where do we see this? The Nesivis bombs the Sma and says it's a Mechabes Mlash Mefaket. Mechabes says, V'chein Zesh Anoita Lashvach Bavad V'hoysa Yoda Al El Yoina. Only because he was Yodala Yoina, Zok Nesiv. And if it would be Yodala Taktayna, it wouldn't have this halacha. L'chayre, if the case is that we know for sure that Tzah is Yisera L'Shvach, and Yodala Taktayna da halacha is you get the less of the two, the entitled to Shvach, it's the exact same halacha. You know it to the Shvach, and you don't need a Shvua. So what's the Mechabe saying, Dafku and it's Yodala Yoina for? Then he asks even weiter, he says, but the case is if we know that Tzah is definitely more than the Shvach, so why is the guy being mavat and only taking shvach? Have his easier viter. I'll take hatzah, but I'll take the least hatzah possible. Whatever you, which is like the middle case of the Mechaba, where I tell the dayanim, I don't want to make a shvach, just give me the minimum possible. Why did the guy go even further and be mavat on what he's entitled to chach the minimum hatzah and be mavat even more and take only shvach that's beneath that? It's such a gemadna. What's he doing? Memel zok de taz. And Evan Ozel has the same problems, and they say a different shot. They say this end of the Mechaba is talking about, like Dov Nasan wants to tell you, it's talking about Stam. This is talking about what Yod Ol Yoina, where you're entitled to Shvach, yes, Allah, and Yod Ol Yoina, your din is to take Shvach. When your din is to take Shvach, you don't never need a Shvua. Because when you're taking Shvach, you have nothing to do with that. Not like the Smahos that even take Shvach, you reckon with the formula of that. It's not like that. When you take Shvach, it has nothing to do with that. Yod Ol Yoina, he's always entitled to take without a Shvua. If it'll be Yod Ol Tachtoina, then he can't take, because then he has to first establish what Tatzah is. Maybe Tatzah is less, and then we won't give him Shvach at all, we'll only give him Matzah. But since Yod Ol Yoina, he always has a right to take Shvach, so he could take Shvach without making a Shvua. Isaiah Taina, the Taz, and the Evan Ozel. The problem with that Pshat Namechaba is what's the word Bovad? V'chein Zeh Sh'neitel HaShvach Bilvad. What's the bavad? Stam v'chein zeh shenayt al shvach. Yodol yoyno. He's entitled to take shvach. Nothing to do with bavad, as if to imply that he wasn't really should have taken more. Somehow it's right for him to take more, but he's not taking the more. He's not. What do you mean? He's v'zeh shenayt al shvach. He's getting the top. He's getting the yodol yoyno to take shvach, which is above the yitzir. What's the bavad? Bishlam et esma. That's good, because the bavad is, I should have really taken more than being mavat. But like the Taz and the Evan Ozer, what's the bavad? So I think. So he's entitled to take Shvach.
So instead of the Shvach. So he took only the
Shvach. Oh, very good. So you have to really tie to the Taz even further. That avad that we're talking about, the same exact case like the Reisha, like the whole Mechaba, the whole Sif, that the Hatzah, he alleges, is more than the Shvach. But he can't prove it. He alleges. So he has a few options. Either he'll make a shrua, or if somehow he could he has bezin to make the shuma and just give him the minimum amount of the tzar. Or his third option is, just take the shrach. He can't prove what it is. He alleges that the tzar is more. For all I know, it's maybe taka less. We don't know. So therefore, he's willing to take the shrach bulvad, then he could be taking noita b'lo shur.
Why do you take option two then?
No, maybe the option two is the bezin was even less. Right. Maybe he built a house. If bezin's going to rach, they can only see $20,000 worth of tzar. That's the minimal. Shrach is 30. He alleges there's 40 in Atzah. So he's willing to say, you know what, Lazma, I don't want to show you're right, I'll just take Shrach. I have the right to take either one, Yadalayana. So I'm willing to, Alex has my right to take Shrach. I'm willing to take Shrach Bovad, then I have a right to take it without a Shua. That's the L'chay, what you have to say, Pshat Nataz. And everyone knows it really doesn't go so well, but at least Pshat Nataz, L'chay, that's Pshat. But the rabbi said it's a nacha pshat, and this is, I think, the best pshat of them all. There's a base mei and Evan Ezra, Simon Peches of Yud. So it's a sweet pshat, such a pashat pshat in the flow of the sif. The Machab is telling you that if you look back at our simon, you'll see that there are three types, three dinim of a yerid, three payments of a yerid. There's one type of a yerid whose yodo ala yoyne spitz yodo yoyne, like a yerid bushus, like sif dalet, that he gets tzai shvach yes ala tzor, tzai hoitzor yisei ala shvach. Then you have another case where he's a yodo ala tachtoyne, that he gets the lower of the two, the other extreme, who gets a tzor, which is pchusa mea shvach, or shvach pchusa mea tzor. And then you have this middle mahalach, where he's a sadish ha-asuyolita, he did a shalei bushus, but it's asuyolita, with the base mea tine is, he goes like those who show him, like the goyin, that you're going to get shvach yes ala tzor, but you will not get tzor yaseir ala shvach. You have this middle mahalach. You shtickle al yoyin to get shvach yes ala tzor, but not in gansin to get tzor yaseir ala shvach. Zok to mechaba b'negei to these three halachas, three dinim. I'm going to tell you right now the formula how to take. Kol mi sheshamen loy ben shaytzi yod ala yoyin that shpitz yod ala yoyin, like sif dalid that you're entitled to get even a tzor yaseir ala shvach. You're going to have to make a shvua because you're asking for a tzor. Ben shaytzi yod ala taktoyin, we're going to get the lower amount. Which is pchusim and ashrach, you're going to have to make a shvua. And then we have a chen zeh, this person, shenaitu shvach bavad, in the case of a hoisa yodala yoina, which means it was a sada suyolita, so he's entitled to get shvach yes ala tzah, but not tzah yisei ala shvach. He's the only child to get the bavad, the shvach, which is yes ala tzah, but not tzah yisei ala shvach. So his din is only to mon shvach. His din will be a notzarach shvua. He won't have to take a shvua. Bekitzi plugs into this mechaba the three different types of yerid of our simen. Now he grada holds that even the case of the mechaba sifhei of shutif and nixei malug is also like that, that he's middle darga to only get shvach yes al tzanat tzay yisera l'shvach. But that's not mochak. All we know is at least there is someone in this simen, let's call it Sif Aleph, that when you're a Yoyid Sholei B'Shus by a Sada Siyolita, you're entitled to Shvach Yesal Atzor and not Atzor Yisrael Ashrach. The Sma couldn't learn this Pshach because the Sma holds that you're always entitled to Atzor Yisrael Ashrach. So, and like the Nesiv is learned like that in Sifkot Aleph, so you couldn't learn this. But the Beis Meir, who went with the Goyin, that we had this middle dagger, there's someone who's only entitled to Shvach Yesal Atzor, but not Atzor Yisrael Ashrach. He was able to beautifully plug into this Makaba all three cases of this simin, Zakta Machab, when he's ending off the simin, you should know these are the parameters. You want a mono itzah, you have to make a shua. You don't want a itzah, you don't need to make a shua. Just ala agav to prove this type of mahalak, like the taz or the base man, not like the sma, that when you're munning shrach, you don't need to make a shua. There's a Rabbi Yishmael ben Chachmain and Baba Basra, Membeis and Membeis, he says, by a shutif who's munning shrach, you don't need a shvua. Zog to Yishmael ben Chachmain, what's my raya? To Mefush Rambam. The Rambam says, V'chein zeh shenoyt al ha-shvach bavad, v'yisa yad al yen, in a tzorek shvua. So you see, whenever you're munning shvach, you don't need a shvua. So it's Mefush, not like the Tzma. Like the Tzma, this whole halacha is only talking about it on Modna Kimta. We know that there was a tzor, yiseir al ha-shvach, and only, we don't know just how much. But if we wouldn't know, Avadi would have to make a shvua, because the whole formula of shvach is gebayt ha-naitzah. That's how they learned this halacha. Reshma ben Kaka, you see Mufush Rakat, that whenever you're taking shvach, there is no mokum for shur. You don't need to make a shur. It's only when you're taking otzah you have to make a shur. But if you're taking shvach, it's a different formula, which just shuts up the shvach. Nothing to do with haitzah. All right. a very geschmack. The Beis Meir is like just very sweet how he ends up that the Mechaber is really addressing all three cases. All right, let's finish up, Rabbi.
So then what's the finish in the fact that you don't have to make a shvur by the shvah?
That is, and Mechaber, there is no check, but the Mechaber is fearing guys. I bring you the siman. You should know when you're running, these two cases you need to make a shura. This last case you don't need to make a shura. All right, one more halacha, Rabbi. Say siftes. Call sheshamaloi v'noitel. Anyone who you make a shuma and v'noitel, and he is entitled to take. Sheton balasada. Then there's a machloikis between them if he was already paid or not. Sheton balasada v'amenasati. The balasada says, I already paid you. Vayered Aimer, what are you talking about? Lay Natalti, you never pay me, I never took money from you. Hayoyred Nemon, the Yoyred is Nemon to say that he was not yet paid. Vinishba Shalainot Aklum, he has to make a shur, the Vush says it's within the Kitas Kaifitz, he has to make a shur, Shalainot Aklum, Venaitum. Share Oimim Le Balasada, we tell the Balasada, Adaim Le Shom Locha, you don't even know how much you have to pay yet. A smart aleck, you said you paid. How much did you pay? How do you know how much to pay, Bechal? You don't even know how much to pay. No one ever did a shuma yet. He didn't make a shuma in Bezdin. He didn't do it yet. You couldn't even know how much to pay to say claim that you paid. Memelu, you are not Neman. He'll be Neman with a shua. Avalim Shamaloi. But if Bezdin already shot stop, how much he deserved to be paid. V'amulu Balasad, and they already instructed the Balasad to ten loy, pay him. V'amma, and then he said, says Nasati, I already gave him, and then afterwards they have a machlokes if he paid or not. Ava pisha dain lo nishpa yair, even if the yair was not yet made a shvua, hari balasad the nemon, the balasad is nemon v'yishav heses, and he has a right to say with a shvua heses, but he has a right to say shenosan v'yipota and ubipota chakaka because of balah. He's the muksik. You want to be moitzer from me? I already paid you. You're tining otherwise. Good, I'll make a shvua heses, but I'm gonna be pota. If I don't know how much to pay, it's a funny argument to say that I already paid you, if I don't know how much. But if I know how much to pay, then I'm never to say that I paid you.
And he's talking like
Rav Shmuel,
when he's completed to pay.
The, in the Yishalmi, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but maybe I could still say I paid you even before I took it, because if I can't, I can say I...
Can't say I'm a muksik if I don't have to pay until I use it.
Well, I could say I paid you and now I became a muksik. I have the house, my chutz was kind of the house, some kind of, and now... I took it and I'll have to pay. But ma'isa is, so what's the yisoid on the mechaber? That if you don't know how much yet, if the bezin was not kaveh how much, then you can't pay. You can't. You don't know what to pay yet. How are you going to come to that determination? The ksois argues and says it can't be. So where's this halakha coming from? The halakha is coming from if a guy builds a kaisel between two shofim, if a guy builds a kaisel, and then there's an argument if he was paid for it or not, the Gemara says, I don't know if the Rabbanan are going to be mechayiv me yet, so therefore, I'm not neman to say that I already paid. If Bezin Paskin, I owe the money, so then I'm neman to say I pay. But if I don't know if I have to pay yet, then I won't have to pay. Then I'm not neman to say that I paid. Zok Tzoyis, you see in the Gemara, the word is that if I don't know if I have a chiv to pay at all, but let's say he could establish I have a chiv to pay, and I just don't know how much to pay, then avadam nemen to say that I paid. How much should I pay? I sat down with you, I figured it out, I made a deal with you, we negotiated on a price, and I paid you, because I knew I had to face up to this chiv. I knew that I was a chayv. Like the case over there, if I really was machzik in the wall, and I zecher want to keep the wall, so then I'm talking nemen to pay, because I know I'm going to have to pay you, and you don't want to know how much I have to pay you. I came to a conclusion. We made up how much I have to pay you. But over here, where I know that I have to pay, let's say you're a yoyed b'shus. So I know I have to pay. I'm going to tell you later on not to pay you. Are you a yoyed b'shus? The extreme case, siv dalit. So I have to pay you. So if I have to pay you, I'm going to be nemet to say that I pay you. So you have to say that the whole mechaber is talking about we're a yoyed shaloy b'shus, where the Baal HaTzadah thinks that maybe get off. I never hired you, I never instructed you, so I don't have to pay you. He could have such a tzad. It's wrong in halacha, but he could have such a tzad. So then he could say, then we could say that Kol's man, he doesn't know that he's chayiv to pay, he did not yet pay. But if he's a yoyed b'shus, when he knows for sure he has to pay, then he would not be neman. As Isaac took choice. And then the Sivis argues.
No, he knows he has to pay,
and he's a
Baal
Chol,
who pays for
him
the first man,
or is that neman? It's a Giyaz man. Right when you're yoyed, that's when you're Giyaz man. Right when you're Mashbiach, it's already a Giyaz Zman. So the Zman is right now.
That's why I work for Baal Chol. He's paying before the Zman. He knows it.
But a Baal Chol pays after the Zman, Avadi is Neman to say I paid. Yeah. So here, it's already a Giyaz Zman. The second you're Yoyed, right away, kicks in the chiyuv. So when I said, after you built the house, the next minute I came running to you while you're banging in the last nail, right after you're banging in the side, I paid you mamish in cash. So I'm not meant to say that, I paid you. So Zoktik says, if you're yoyed b'shus, it wouldn't be this halacha. And the Sivis argues, and the Sivis says that even if you're not sure about the value to determine how much I have to pay, you also have this svara. Even by yoyed b'shus, you would not be nemon. The Sivis brings right by kaisel over there, that if I already accepted the kaisel, if I use the kaisel, I'm nemon to pay. Sivis says in the Deichah Kakimta, it's talking about where it's you do the shuma of how much the kaisel costs. The itzais, the bricks, the value is yidua. And in economy, if we know for sure it's yidua the value of how much the materials are, and how much the shvach is, and we wouldn't need a shuma, and if there's a set shar, how much builders get for building houses, and economy, and see if this would be moided, I'd be numb to say that I pay. Because then I know how much I have to pay. I don't need a shuma. But as long as I need a shuma as bezin, I am not numb to say I paid. I say zok to nesivis. I mean, to back the mechaba. The Minchas Pitim brings a raya from the Chuvah Zarashba to the ksais. That even if you don't know how much, you're nemet to say you paid. It's only when you don't know if you're chayiv altogether, that's when you're not nemet. But if you know you're chayiv, you just don't know how much, you will be nemet. Just to firoyz Rabbi, say one more quick vart, is that it ends off here, afa bisha dain lo nishpa hayeid, haray balasada nemen v'yishpa heses. The balasada will have to make a shvus heses that he paid. In the end case, where Bezin already instructed him to pay, he has a chiv to make a shvus heses that he paid, and then he'll be nemen. But without it, if he doesn't make the shvus heses, he won't be neman. The balasada, when the balasada is muksik, to say that he paid, he'll only be neman if he makes a shvua. There's aloch and hukha shvus in Toim v'nin, and ayin hay and pei zayin, that whenever there's a chasha between two parties, there's a shvus heses. I say you paid, you say you didn't pay. I say it's black, whatever. Anytime there's a dispute about money, and it's a bari, can I get a bari? Someone's going to have to make a shvus heses. Whoever wins, whoever's muktzik, is going to have to make a shvus heses. Except for one basic yisoid. If your bari is weak, then your bari is not neman unless you make a shvua. Kozman, you don't make a shvua, I don't need to make a shvua. Because your bari doesn't have a real taina to it unless you make a shvua. So if your bari wouldn't have a taina against me unless you make a shvua, you can't collect from me unless you have a shvua, then I don't have to make a shvua when I'm arguing with you. I could be believed with my taina alone. So fact the atzei levaina over here, since in Sif Ches, the Mechaber already said, whenever you're being money atzos, you need to make a shvua b'nikitas chavis to win. So even over here that I'm muksik and I can say that I already paid, because man, you didn't make your shvus nikita chavitz, I don't know if I have to pay the tzais altogether.
It's only for the amount that you're making the shvus, not total that you're chayiv. You know you're chayiv, you just have to discuss the value there.
So basically, I said that's the Levanya's territory. That's what he says, is that since the Mechab and Sifcha said, you could always waive the shvus and say, okay, Bezer, just give me the minimal. Just give me the basic. So you could always mun something. So on that, that's a vade chiv. You have a zikha, a taina on that. Even with that, a shuas nikitas kevis. Memela, I have to make a shua to counter that. All right, Rabbi, so it was good. Shmak a simin. Belina, hopefully, maybe we'll continue. One of our chaverim had a nice atzah. Maybe we'll continue the Reish Samach Dalet. Which is also minyana of yeyid, a guy matzil to get someone out of jail, save someone's chamar, all these type of things, when I'm entitled to payment or not, I hope we'll continue with that. But a sikum in yeyid, a sada suyalita, is yod el yoyna, to get shrachas ala tzah, tzah yisei ala shrachas makloikis, yod ala taktayna, you get the lower amount, tzah, pachas mishrachas, trach pachas mitzah, and if you're yoyed b'shus, then you're entitled to the better of the two, or tzah yisei ala shrach, or a shrach, yes ala tzah, and b'negeh to toile tzachav avenech, the way we paskin, you could always taina toile tzachav avenech, I guess barring that extreme case of yoyed b'shus, if I told you to do it, I can't later on say, oh, toile tzachav avenech. Alright, everybody, so it was a geshmak, a simen jeshakayach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.